Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is made possible by Mariner Wealth, helping you navigate your financial future. Star Companies KC, experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sana Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results, tailored perfectly to individuals' needs. By the Flats KC, Kansas City's coolest apartment experience. Check them out at theflatskc.com.
Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck.
Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, on to the program. Hey, welcome to the Golf Underground on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're having a great night here. Of course, it's a big weekend for golf, whether you're from Kansas City or globally. We got the PGA Championship this week at Kiawa Island. And for all you local boys who can't get enough Phil watching your PGA Championship on the Golf Channel, you got to come out to Blue Hills Country Club right here in Kansas City. It's the one professional event that everybody needs to attend. We're honored and blessed. In fact, right now, my man, Wardo to my left, George Brett to my right, we're sitting in the tour truck. I mean, this is kind of fancy, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we've done some shows from some obscure places, Sully, you know, the stable, the basement of the play, a lot of different places, but never from a tour truck. So no, this is the first.
This is pretty fancy.
Pretty cool for Rick Amos and his team to let us come in and hang out here for a little bit before George goes and wins another golf tournament.
Yeah, and of course,
you think I'm going to win today?
I like your chances.
I got Greg Gurley, Bill Self, myself, and the guy that won the tournament here last year.
Bragger.
That's who my foursome is today.
How'd you get that? Do you know people?
Gurley texted me 2 months ago and said, Wednesday you're playing in the Pro-Am with me and Bill Self. I texted him last night and I said, it was about 10 o'clock, I said, do you know, it would be nice if you let me know what time we were teeing off.
2 months in advance?
Yeah. No, last night. I still didn't know. Then I found out, I got a text from him, you're playing at noon.
Well, you know, if they told you 2 months ago your tee time,
well,
you'd still
mattered.
Have to be told this
yeah,
morning,
exactly,
wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Well, it's a pretty cool event. You know, it's a little rainy yet again. It's been a little rough around here, but you know, we were here 2 years ago, Wardo, and it was a blast, right? Remember, we had our boy Harry Higgs, who now's done. He's killing it.
He is
on the tour, right? In fact, he's on
he's got a cult following on the tour, doesn't he?
He's like,
well, he's himself, George.
Yeah,
he's insta impressive. Famous. He's like, you know,
yeah.
And what's good about him is he's not really in great shape, and fans tend to love like a little fatty.
Sure. Well, you remember the guy years ago, Big Beef or something, that he, the big guy from Scotland or Ireland? What was his name, Wardo?
Beard.
Yeah. He had a big beard.
What are you talking
about? What was that guy's name?
He just won the Open for credit. It's Shane Lowry.
It was Big Beef. I can't remember his name, and then all of a sudden he was wearing an Arby's hat.
Yeah.
That was so one good. Of his sponsors.
Sounds like my career path.
It was perfect. But you know, he was huge. He had a good personality. Obviously, he's a good player. He's playing on the tour, and with a personality and not your basic stereotype, you know, perfect in shape athlete.
Yeah.
Fans flock to him.
Yeah.
And that's the same with Harry Higgs. So I mean, it's just the grace.
So you think if Wardo had made it, you know, he's in great shape.
No, he would look like everybody else.
He'd look like, it's like a template, isn't
it? Yeah, he wouldn't even, you wouldn't even watch him because everybody looks the same.
Speaking of looking
Greg
the same.
Gurley just shows
Greg
up.
Greg Gurley just shows up. And that guy does not look the same.
I think he just mooned us through the glass right
amazing.
There.
Right?
So, amazing. Wardo, what are you expecting this week at the PGA Championship?
You know, I think it's going to clearly, the person that comes out on top is probably going to strike it well. Obviously, they can stretch this thing to almost 8,000 yards. They're going to clearly not be able to do that due to wind direction, et cetera. But I think it's going to be a striker of the golf ball that can actually flight his ball down and control it in the wind. also, I think somebody that's clearly going to have, you know, putt well. They're asking Justin Thomas about what do you need to do to win or play well, and he said putting. So I think control the ball, keep it, hit greens, and hole a putt or two.
Yeah, but something's a little different. I mean, it's so if I'm looking at the yardage here, 7,876, the longest in history, longest PGA Championship in history. And so you talk about putting, but you know, you can't think of long distance without thinking of the big hitters like DeChambeau. So you know, you wonder how a guy like that, who obviously is having a great year, bombs it, but he has never played this course before, which is interesting to me, right? I mean, even George, you've played Kiowa. Of course, you played everywhere, right?
I played it.
So if you had a caddy, DeChambeau, on this thing, I want it, man. Well, like, you're on his back. Like, what are you telling
me? I played it years and years ago, and the one thing I remember was it was really, really hard. It was real windy, and I was walking from one green to the next tee, and there was this little baby alligator walking 10 feet behind me, following me. It was probably 2 feet long, and it scared the living crap out of me. Somebody said, look at that alligator. And I took off running. But, you know, I'm going to go with the guy that who's the best putter on tour.
We can't reveal your picks till the end of the show.
We can't reveal these picks yet.
We're going to talk about the golf course.
Because we might be able to talk you out of your pick.
Okay.
You know, that's the plan.
That's fine.
But how do you think a DeChambeau is going to do, both of you?
I think if it's real windy, he's going to struggle.
Why, though?
Huh?
Just because he bombs it? Because
he bombs it.
What about you, Wardo?
I think he's going to play fine. I think he'll top 10. He'll be around on the weekend. I'm not sure he's going to win, but I think he's going to be right there.
Well, two interesting storylines are certainly Rory, right, coming off the Wells Fargo.
Yep.
And he's had these weird, a little bit of a weird up and down year. Of course, if we go back to 2012, he won at Kiowa by 8 shots. So he's got to feel, he's a bit like Robert Streb in South Carolina, right? Yep. He might have a little feel for this course. And, you know, who knows? And that's one of the fun things. You know, there's always five guys we watch, right? We watch DJ, we watch Rory, you know, you got your eye on Spieth. But I'm not going to reveal my pick yet, but you got to root a little bit for Rory.
Well, how long did it play when he won by 8 shots? I mean, did they jump it back 200, 300 yards?
Who knows? But, I mean, let's assume they dropped it back by 700.
Well, he's long. 700. He's long.
Yeah.
He's real long.
And he's not tall, too.
Here's the thing. They just added a couple tees, and what they're not going to play it from 78, 60 or whatever, but they're going to play it from 72 to 74, depending on the wind direction. The wind's going to switch and be out of the other direction on the weekend, so the holes that they had to play back. And so you just basically mix-match tees in order to get – because basically these guys downwind on a 600-yard par 5 are hitting driver 8-iron. Into the wind, they're on a – 400.
They'll play that one up a little bit.
End of the wind on a 440-yard hole or hitting driver 2-iron or driver 3-wood. So that's how strong the wind's been blowing. I think it's going to lay down for the weekend. So scores might be sneaky decent.
Yeah. All right. Now let's move on to Jordan Spieth, another great storyline of the week, because he, too, has been – he's had a great year, right? And if he wins this – finally, Spieth will get his career grand slam. This is kind of a big deal, right? And he's been out of the conversation up until the past several months where he's been playing well. I thought he was dead. I thought it was so much between his ears, he didn't have a chance to come back.
Didn't he have an injury that he never revealed to anybody?
I think there was
his wrist or something. And he didn't say a word. And he struggled with his game for 2 years, 2.5 years maybe. And all of a sudden now it's healed, and you're seeing the Jordan Spieth of old, man. This guy's, he's top 5, top 10 every week.
Yeah. Well, he might have had an injury, but what was killing him was his putting, right? When he was dominating, it was every 12-foot putt in a major.
How about the one he made last week, 61 feet? Did you see that one?
It goes in like a thimble. It's kind of like your putting, George. Yeah. You know, you're a great putter.
Ever since Charlie Hillier got me straightened out with the flat stick, I've been rolling it pretty good.
Well, Charlie tried to Monday. Charlie Hillier, a product out of New Zealand, great young lad. And Monday qualifier, the scores were deep this week here for the Korn Ferry out of Creekmore. 67 got through. They were 8 spots, and Charlie unfortunately shot 68. So we'll get him next time there, old chuckles.
Well, listen, we in our last week's program with Ozzie Smith and George and Joe Carter and Bob Kendrick, what a blast we had. And of course, you went out and played golf that day, but not with the fellas. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Monday qualifier that was coming up, which was a big Monday. I mean, it was fun.
US Open,
you had me on your bag. Well, no. So it was this week's Monday qualifier where you had me on the bag 2 years ago.
And why didn't you do that?
Well, your score was better with me on the bag than whoever you had this week, okay? But let's talk about Wichita. A couple weeks ago, you had an opportunity to go down, and 2 years ago, you kicked absolute ass, and you went on to the, what is it, the sectionals? What do they call it for the U.S. Open?
I think what's great about the U.S. Open, right, is anybody with a index of 1.9 or lower has the opportunity to enter our country's or our nation's championship, right? And so that kind of the American dream for a lot of folks. And I played with a college teammate of mine, Pete Kresnick, down at Wichita Country Club. Great track. And he actually shot 68 to get through. He played well, made about 400 feet of putts. It was impressive. So if you want to learn how to putt, call Pete Kresnick down in Wichita. But he made an 8-foot slider on the last hole to get through, and it's pretty fun to watch. So
did he know that he had to make that putt?
I think in the back of his mind he knew, and he ended up getting through with no playoff, so they took three spots down there. But
so again, where does he go next?
So he's gonna, I was trying to coach him up on going to Baltimore. There's a great golf course up there. Again, a 36 hole test where 3 to 4 under, maybe 1 to 2 under will get through for 36 holes. Some of these places are just complete shootouts where you shoot 66, 68 and you miss. So again, the depth and the lack and the talent out trying to qualify not only on Monday qualifiers, but the U.S. Open's crazy.
How stressful is it going down and you get on that first tee? I mean, now you had the opportunity to play in some really good tournaments, right? You were the Missouri State Am, you were the Kansas State Am at the same time. Only guy to ever do that still?
Yes, I believe so. See,
no, nice. He knows. I believe
you
so.
You see how
he
beat him up, make him look good on the radio?
He's going to pull out the clipping out of his back pocket.
Yeah, I got the newspaper clipping.
Yeah, he's still got it. He keeps it in his wallet.
You mean the one where Woodland is carrying his bag?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a pretty good clip, right? Isn't it? Yeah.
No, but I think what's cool about it is, the first tee jitters, it's why you practice. It's why you do what you do. It's why George, when he was playing at the high level, I mean, what's the point of practicing and working on your game and grinding if you're not going to put it to the test? And so what I always try to tell people that I'm helping out with their game is look, like, go – get your figure out your tournament schedule and go test your game. I don't care what level it's on. And yeah, the member guest is fine, but you always have your bailout, which is your partner, right? And so I think teeing it up in a stroke play event is just, there's nothing better than that.
Yeah. And let's talk about the pressure. Here we are at the Advent Health Corn Ferry Tour event. There's a lot of young guys and a lot of old guys, right? We had Steve Wheatcroft a few years back, and we interviewed him here at the Corn Ferry event. And his story was probably a story told by so many 40-year-old guys who fought the battle here on this tour, where guys start here, then they get their chance in the PGA. And you have the stress of staying on the PGA. And then you go back, and you got your kids at home. This is a tough lifestyle that the guys on this tour lead, right? And even if you're the 23-year-old kid who's getting daddy's money, right, or daddy's insurance buddy's money, they're stressed because you're playing for them. What's it like for these guys? Because I know you're buddies with a whole bunch of them. What do they go through in an event like this?
I think the thing about the Corn Ferry is there's such, in terms of money, right? Tiger changed the game with money, right? And how much these purses are. But these guys on the Corn Ferry are playing for such limited purses. You know, they're playing for 1/20th, 1/15th of the money, right? And so when you look at these guys, they're not getting comfortable out here. All they're trying to do is play well throughout the year to secure their card, or the top 25 get their card for next year. And so that's the stress. Again, you're not getting rich out here. And when you do get your card, and if you have to come back down to this tour, you know, your first thought is, how do I get back up to the big tour? So
yeah,
it's a great way. Obviously, the studies have shown that grooming your game and learning how to travel, learning how to play, learning how to go low is why. And the guys that we're watching now on TV, 9 out of 10 of them made it up through the Corn Ferry, or what was formerly the web.com or Nike Tour.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot like baseball. You play A-League, you play Rookie League, A-League, AA, AAA, then you get the big leagues. You want to stay there.
Right.
And you'll see a lot of guys that have played on the big tour that are down playing in this thing. They want to get back up.
Yeah, right.
They want to get back up. And the thing about baseball, football, basketball, all those things, you don't pay your own expenses. The team pays that for
you.
Yeah,
good point.
These guys, they pay their own expenses. Yeah. You know, some guys stay in the Ritz-Carlton. Some guys stay at the Roadway Inn, you know. Yeah. Some guys
or on Wardo's couch.
Some guys drive. Some guys fly private. You know, it's just from event to event. So, I mean, my hat goes out to these guys. They're trying to get to the next level. They're doing everything in their power to get to the next level, maybe win a championship, a tour event there. You remember Joel Damon? We had Joel Damon on, he was telling us all about the Canadian tour.
Well, you thought he was on the Corn Ferry at the time, George. The guy
halfway through $3
million.
He said, no, I'm on the PGA tour.
Yeah, he made I made $2 million. Well, he won his first tournament this year. He won his first tournament down in Puerto Rico or Dominican.
Right.
You know, and the guy had tears in his eyes. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what this is all
about. That was vodka, by the way.
Is it the same tears that you had when you won the Mission Hills Club Championship?
Probably.
Pretty similar? Yeah. I bet you had more tears.
Hey, listen, well, I want to stay on this point just for a second, Wardo. So let's say we go across the street. We're in this fancy tour bus right now. But let's say you had to sit down with 10 of the younger guys. You know, these are kids right out of college who were fighting through it. And you had to give them a little advice. What type of advice would you give these younger guys who are now in the game, which, to your point, is very much like being in AA or AAA? I mean, there's got to be a ton of things that you've taught young Royal players, right, down at camp. I mean, what would you say to them?
Don't lose sight of your goal. You know, regardless of how bad you're going, how good you're going, don't lose sight of what you really want to become. And that's a star on the PGA Tour, not the Corn Ferry Tour.
You can win.
Let's say you come in second place. You think you got it made. You don't have it made. You got to win. And then you got to get to the next level and win. Just don't be content on being down on the Corn Ferry Tour and making a decent living. Go make a great living on the big tour.
Yeah,
and that would be my advice. That's what I tell our minor leaguers. Don't be content being in AA for 3 years in a row because you're a professional baseball player. Be a major league baseball player.
Do you set little objectives, though? I mean, do you say, okay, you got to win the first one before you win the second and the third? Or you're saying just keep your eye on the big boy prize?
Just keep your eye on the big boy. Just keep your eye on it.
I love it.
And don't lose sight. And if you keep your eye on it, guess what? You'll work out, you'll take care of yourself, and you'll do whatever you need to do to get there.
Great advice. That's from the man, Hall of Famer George Brett. Hey, listen, we're going to take a commercial break. Again, we are at the Advent Health Championship here at Blue Hills Country Club. If you're hearing this at night, tomorrow is the start of a great 4-day tournament. Come on out, bring the family, bring the kiddies, bring the wife, like the Mets used to say, guaranteed to have the time of your life. So come on back. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Looking for KC's best and coolest apartment experience? We have it, and it's called The Flats KC. The Flats KC is committed to providing an exemplary living experience by offering the best in-class residential communities in the most sought-after neighborhoods in Kansas City. With a focus on meticulous restoration and renovations of vintage properties, we aim to take the beauty of vintage and seamlessly unite it with modern touches. If you love urban living and are in the market for a freshly renovated apartment, The Flats Kansas City has options to fit every price range. Check us out at theflatskc.com or give us a call today at 816-454-3118.
Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Limack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them, make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship caliber, low maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, welcome back to the Golf Underground Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a big week, golf week. Finally, golf season's here, although it rains every freaking day here in Kansas City. It's not going to stop me. Although, George, you said you rarely play in the rain.
I don't play in the rain.
Why are you? What is it? Are you like a golf
I just
snob?
Don't play in the rain. I don't like getting wet.
You are such a snob.
I am. I got rain gear in my truck right now. I got
really.
Yeah.
Hey, what if you get a chance to play with like really cool guys like Greg Gurley and
was that
and
truck from Wilson free from Gudenkoff Ford? Was that Jason Gudenkoff Ford?
No.
Or was that a Zach Seit?
No.
What was
neither.
It?
Bob Allen.
Oh, Bob Allen.
Bob Allen, my boy.
There you go.
One of my best friends, Brad Hewlett. Hey, he's not a sponsor of the program. Brad's one of my best buddies.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Never mind.
I love that guy.
He's a big
boy. He came to Royals Fantasy Camp one year. He was undoubtedly the most valuable player. He hit about 4 home runs.
Oh, yeah.
He's an athlete.
Oh, he's fantastic.
And the son pitches at KU.
KU. Well, he was used to being tossed around by his big brother, Bobby Hewlett. It's a whole other story. So, hey, Wardo, we're in the tent at the Advent Health Championship Corn Ferry Tour. Make sure you come on out, get your tickets. It's cheap as hell. The beer is cheap. There's party tents. I mean, you can walk around and see some really good players. So, Wardo, you were going down the list, and you know, this isn't just Joey Bag of Donuts or, you know, Freddie McStagger. There's some good names. Who are some of the big names are going to be out
here? So I think everybody, you know, they hear Korn Ferry's in town and people don't come out and support. But if you look at this thing, these guys have either been on the tour or household names. And if they aren't a household name, they're going to be a household name. So grab your kid. If your kid's trying to learn how to play, go follow a guy for 9 full holes or 18. Watch him play. Watch him walk. Figure out when he has a snack. Figure out when he has a dip. Figure out how he plays, because there's so much you can learn from these guys and how they go about their business. I mean, this truly is an amazing profession and what these guys are trying to do, and it's now a sport. So a couple names off the top of my head. Aaron Baddeley, he's in town playing this week.
He's a member of Whisper Rock.
Pretty darn good. Sangmun Bae, I'm sure you guys have all seen him. He's been in the winner's circle on the big tour.
Yeah. I think I went on vacation.
Tyrone Van Aswegen, I've known that guy forever.
Who?
Tyrone, he's from New Zealand product. Hell of a player. We've got Jamie Lovemark, who's been a household name on the tour. You've got Ollie Schneider, Jans, Walker Cupper. Nicholas Thompson, brother of Lexi Thompson, who's on the LPGA. Andres Gonzalez, who has the handlebar stash.
Wait, is he here?
Oh, yeah, he's
Andres
here.
Andres is not here.
He's been on the Golf Underground.
He's been on the Golf Underground. We talked a lot about his mullet.
Who's the guy? The guy that sisters on the Thompson?
Yeah, Thompson.
What's his first name?
Nick Thompson.
Do you think Nick can beat Lexi Thompson?
I bet it's pretty darn good.
How would you like to be in that golf family? You go on a golf vacation and your sister beats you.
Ooh. Well, you know.
Is she playing the forward tees?
No, she's probably going back with the fellas.
Well, really? That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah. She's probably going back with the fellas, you know. I mean, what a golfing family.
You got Andy Spencer?
You got Andy Spencer.
Who wants Shawnee Mission East guy?
Product of Kansas Golf Athletics.
Chris Thompson.
Got Chris Thompson out of Lawrence, the new head pro at Lawrence Country Club. Great guy.
Played on the tour for a while.
Even a better player.
I played with him one day at Mission Hills. It was supposed to be like 60 degrees.
Yeah.
It was like 40. Sun never came out. It was in December. And he's out there playing, and he shoots 62 from the tips, and it was 40 degrees. It's the best ball striking round I have ever seen in my life.
Unbelievable. Well, so listen, on that note.
Hey, right, do you know who, does the name Koepka ring a bell?
Yeah.
How about Brooks' brother, Chase? He's in the field.
Get out.
He's in the field. You think that guy hits bombs?
Is that his younger brother?
That's his younger brother.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be more excited. Why are we here in this tent? We should be out there getting ready.
Just go watch him hit on the range.
Oh also, Lexi's brother, Lexi's brother, who's going to come on the show later this week, Curtis Thompson, is also playing. So we got two Thompsons in the field. Boom. There you go.
It's like the Thompson twins, my favorite band in the 90s.
You want to get good at golf, figure out that's a golfing family right there.
That's awesome. That is so good. And, of course, the Wednesday is the big Pro-Am event. So, you know, you had the names of today and names of, you know, George Brett and of course, Bill Self. What other big stars
Alex out Gordon here today? Playing his first Pro-Am ever, I'm sure, Wardo.
We talk about first tee jitters.
He just took up the game of golf at the stable. Kevin worked with him. He played in the Royals tournament on Monday, and I was talking to the guy in his group. I said, how did Alex play? He said, man, I'll tell you, for just taking up the game, he's pretty good.
Really?
So this is his first real Pro-Am ever because he's never played golf before. And he, awesome. I think he's playing with Kevin's group at 1 o'clock. So when I'm through, I'm teeing off at noon. So when I'm done, I'm going to have to sneak over and watch Alex play a few holes.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Or I'll sit in the 19th hole and have several Coors Lights. Well,
and that's where you have to call me so I come back and have a... Because you want, I can't play with you, but I can probably have a cocktail.
I brought the caddy bib, actually. Why don't you just saddle up? Let's go.
Can I do that, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. After I'm done producing the Golf Underground radio program. So, no doubt, it's a fun event. And when you come to an event like this, you look around and you say, we got a lot of bigwigs here in Kansas City, right? And so will these bigwigs like you, George, would you come back and watch some of these athletes over the weekend?
Yeah, I went. I went and watched... when you were caddying for Nitties, I came out. That's when the tournament was at Lionsgate, I believe. I came out and followed Nitties around for a while.
Yeah, James Nitties, for those of you who don't know, an Australian product. He won in 2011 here at Lionsgate. Great guy. Unfortunately, he's not in the field this week. He did the Monday qual, didn't get in, but we wish him luck at his next stop later this week.
He's down in Arkansas right now, right?
Yes, sir.
He and Charlie both down in Arkansas playing in a tournament down there. What's that tour called?
That is called the All Pro Tour, APT. And that is kind of the stepping stone to this tour. The best players on there. There's no lineage or link, but that's kind of a stepping stone up to this tour.
How many of those tours exist?
To be more pre-recession, but there's probably 4 to 5 of them that guys play on. I think there's the Swing Thought Tour. I mean,
didn't they have a Hooters tour in Florida?
That was this tour.
Yes. Well, this used to be the Gateway Tour too.
Wrong.
No, bad the Gateway Tour.
The Gateway Tour is out of Arizona. It's now called the Outlaw Tour. The Hooters Tour is now currently called the All Pro Tour.
Oh, I thought that became the web.com.
Wrong.
Maybe I was too focused on the Hooters.
Yes.
You think that was the case?
Yes.
All right. Let's change gears from the Advent Health and the Corn Fairy, and let's go back to the PGA. And because I have ADD this week, right? I mean, I'm gonna have the Golf Channel going here. Actually, I'm probably gonna be out here walking around, and I've got my YouTube TV. And I'm gonna be playing the PGA Championship, and let's talk about some of the stories that have come from the PGA Championship. At the commercial break, we were talking a bit about 1991. In Indianapolis with John Daly, who just came out of nowhere, right? He wasn't supposed to be playing in the tournament, and this mildly fat, smoking booze hound shows up and wins the thing. And I think that victory did more for awareness of the PGA Championship tournament than anything else. Because let's all agree, we look at this one as it's one of the four majors. But it's not the one we get as excited about. Or am I wrong here until John Daly fun side tournament?
I think that's fair. I think what you like about the Masters is obviously played at the same golf course every year. What everybody loves about the U.S. Open is the tough tracks, and it's an open championship. What's amazing about the PGA, and for John, a couple things, is for John, he was the ninth deep on the waiting list. There's 8 guys that said no prior to him. I was watching a piece on Golf Channel last night. So we would have known John Daly, and John Daly would have made it, in my opinion. But what a storyline for him to this is pre-cell phone, pre-pager, pre-any of that. And so for him to get in and come in with no practice round and get Squeaky Medlin on the bag, who was Nick Price's caddy, is pretty cool story to come out and win. But I think what people don't know about the PGA Championship is it allows the club pros throughout the country, the PGA of America members, to go compete for 25 spots. And so what they do is they play in a tournament. Those top players, or no, I think they trimmed it to 15, my bad. So they trimmed that down. And so those top 15 get a play in this championship this week. And so that's pretty cool.
Are there like sectionals like the U.S. Open kind of?
Yeah, they have an event, the local events, and then basically those top guys go to they did it in Port St. Lucie, Florida this year. So pretty cool for the guys in the profession to have a chance to play, and they've highlighted on some of the pros this week, and that's pretty neat.
That is awesome. All right, now let's talk specifically about Kiawah Island. There's some changes this week. For the first time, George, they're going to allow rangefinders for the caddy. So my question to both of you.
I like that.
All right, we'll start with you, George. So will having rangefinders speed up play or slow it down?
Speed it up.
Why?
Well, you don't have to do the math. You know, you always see these guys looking in their book, and the guy's going, counting with his fingers and stuff. Okay, you got 136, and the pin's back 18, and the guy's going, okay, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 40, counting on his fingers. All the guy's going to do now is zap it. It's going to speed
up. All right, that's his take. Give me your take.
It will not speed up play at all.
Why?
I'm not saying it's because they're still going to walk it off. They're still going to get their pin sheet out, and they're still going to do the deal. Are they? So it's actually adding a step, to be honest, because Justin Thomas is going to want his front number to cover the bunker in the whole nine yards. So I think that it's not going to speed up play at all. Now, if somebody hits a ball way right like Spieth did at the British Open, and he's got over 19 sand dunes in the whole deal, that might speed up play when you're out of play, but it's not going
to
speed up.
George, I hate to go.
You're going against me too?
Well, and so the guys were moaning about it this week. JT was one of the guys. Webb Simpson was moaning about it, and Bryson wasn't a big fan of it, because I'm with you, Wardo. The guys are in such a habit, just like the golf swing is a process and you go through your routine, these caddies are doing the exact same thing, mm-hmm. right? So to me, they're not going to just trust, their
how's
shooter.
How's it
going to
slow it down? The guy's going to just double check. Okay, you got that? Zoom. It's going to take 1 second to shoot the flag stick.
It's not going
to
speed up play, though.
Well, it's not going to slow it down.
It will not slow it down. And what was the reasoning, in your opinion, that they decided to let this happen?
I honestly don't know.
Probably to speed up play. So I suppose it's an experiment. We'll find out. And maybe if it stays in there and they allow the technology to be part of it every day, maybe they'll step off less. But right now, I don't think you're breaking habits during a PGA championship.
Well, though, it'll be interesting because I guarantee everybody's going to be using Bushnell rangefinders.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'd be in trouble. You know,
I hope they let them use those Bushnell wingmans, put them in their bag and play music when they play.
I don't think we're going to see that one.
Really?
I'm plugging Bushnell today.
I don't think we're going to see that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. You know, it wouldn't be good for me.
Imagine that. These caddies walking by, they got their wigman, everybody's got their playlist going, walking down the fairway. It'd be like Caddyshack when Rodney Dangerfield starts dancing, playing music.
The problem is yours, you play way too much Rod Stewart right now.
Is that it?
Well, I like Rod. They won't let me play Jay and the Americans radio anymore.
It's terrible.
I only do it when I'm down three on the 15th hole because everybody starts making double bogeys and I can win with my bogey.
I go right to the Bruce Hornsby channel.
I like some Bruce Hornsby.
I've been the Police. I do it a lot of the Police. I do a lot of Johnny Cash.
Nice. See, you know what? We got to talk about.
We do Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker Radio.
We got Darius Rucker Radio. Hey, listen, golf's supposed to be cool. That's the point. We got to go get away from this stiffy stuff. Yeah. All right. Hey, listen, we're gonna take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk with my man Sam, who is a CEO, part of Advent Health. He's gonna talk a little bit about why a great organization like Advent Health would invest, and that's what this is: invest in a tournament like this, so that you have a place to go to take your family to have a cocktail, a little beer, sit in a tent, and teach your kid the game of golf. So come on back here on the Golf Underground Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkoff at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody.
Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in Greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing. Unparalleled customer satisfaction and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs, a big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160 for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160 or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Do you have retirement dreams about perfecting your swing and spending your time on the green? Or maybe you have a bucket list of golf courses you'd like to travel to. Whatever your financial goals are, Mariner Wealth Advisors is your advocate. We take the same care in understanding where you stand today as we do in understanding where you want to be in the future. Then, we help you set a personalized plan to help you achieve your long-term vision. Contact Mariner Wealth Advisors today to start your financial planning journey. Visit MarinerWealthAdvisors.com to find a location near you.
Mariner Wealth Advisors, otherwise known as MWA, is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration of an investment advisor does not imply a certain level of skill or training. For additional information about MWA, including fees and services, please contact MWA or refer to the disclosures on our website. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money. This advertisement should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities.
Hey, welcome back to the Golf Underground on 810 WHB Radio. Hope you're having a great evening. It's a pretty exciting weekend. South Carolina, toughest golf course ever. I mean, you know, pretty excited. But we could not talk PGA Championship without talking about what's going on right here in Kansas City. And, of course, we are pretty pumped because we have the Advent Health Championship. And I know, Wardo, you know, this is a nice week for you. You've got a few buddies in town. You've got someone sleeping over your house. Is that right?
I mean, yeah, you know, James Nitti's the 2011 champion actually was in. He doesn't have status right now, but he was in town. Monday qualified, unfortunately, was not successful, but always love having the old Nitty's Meister run through town. But yeah, a lot of great players. Here we are in the, you know, 2 years ago, we sat here with Steve Wheatcroft, who is a decorated player out of Indiana in this very room. So it's great to be back here at Blue Hills and for the Advent Health Championship here in Kansas City.
Yeah, you know what? And it's so good that this tournament still exists in town, right? I mean, it's bounced all over. National had it for a little bit. Blue Hills, and of course, Lionsgate had it. But none of this is possible without a great sponsor. And, you know, sometimes these tournaments, like Corn Ferry tournaments, they die because they don't have a corporate sponsor who believes as much as they need to in the cause. And that is not the example this week because we've got a new sponsor in Advent Health, and we are pretty excited because we have the CEO Mid-America Region at Advent Health. Sam Hunegaard is here with us today. And so, Sam, we wanted to get you on the program to talk a little bit about the why did Advent Health decide to step up on what is a very important event to people in Kansas City who love the game of golf.
Wow. Well, first of all, it is awesome to be here with you guys. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. And it's really interesting. I wasn't the genesis of this. We've got a couple of team members on our team. Michael Connect, who's the president of Advent Health Shawnee Mission. Ronnie Chambateyapongs, who's our director of pharmacy, really integrated at Blue Hills. This just kind of started matriculating together over the last couple of years. And the more we started talking about it, the more the pieces kind of fell into place. Drew Van Maderen, who's the executive director, his daughter was born with a really tough disability, and he started a foundation for her. And when he found out a little bit about what we did at our B. Smith Family Center, really providing therapy to anybody who needed it from a young child's perspective, changing lives. You know, he saw where we could have served his daughter, and really it just started coming together after that. Had some meetings with the Corn Ferry folks, and you know, pieces started falling together, and just has turned into such an awesome partnership. And I'm so thrilled for this inaugural event. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Well, it kind of fits in line with the Advent Health commitment, right? You go to the AdventHealthChampionship.com, some really good information, including all the players, a bunch of information, how you can volunteer. There's tickets, again, AdventHealthChampionship.com. But I love the tagline you've got, it's more than golf. And often, you know, those can be just words, right, where it sounds like a nice corporate tagline. Right. But in the case of Advent Health, it's congruent with the overall mission of what you guys do. And what I think is cool is you may have a corporate mission, but you know, maybe sometimes it's hard to find an event like this that really ties in closely because of the charitable events and the charitable heart the PGA has.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't know that the PGA has given more than $3 billion to charities in communities that that host events. And it's no different here in Kansas City. And I'm just so thrilled to partner up in that. Our tagline for Advent Health is to feel whole. And you know, you have a good day on the golf course, you know, that is definitely something that helps you feel whole. You know, it's a game that you can do as you can have as a family and really enjoy into your older years, and something that you can bring kids into. And it's not like a lot of the sports that we watch, like football. You know, you can watch professionals and they go play the same course that they do sometimes, and something that you can just be a part of. And so, you know, from that charitable aspect, you know, we love to support the communities that we're in. The PGA loves to do the same thing. And it's just really just a nice partnership.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, what's a week look like for the Advent Health team? Obviously, you must have a ton of people who are volunteering out there. You know, I'm hoping we get the fans. You know, we've had a little bit of rain over the past few years. It's been, of course, last
little
year
rain
we had
and
COVID.
Then, and then it fell on Mother's Day. The Sunday always fell on Mother's Day, so it's good to get that date off the books.
Yeah, but what's the week? What can a fan expect? Because my objective and Wardo's objective is to get as many people out to this event. Because, frankly, we need to be there. We need to support this event and the overall mission of Advent Health.
Yeah, so really, it's a full week. Monday started with a partnership in our foundation. So the Advent Health Foundation, Shawnee Mission, had a charity event along with the Charlie Hustle Foundation. And so we kicked off a great day Monday and raised some money for each of those great charities. And Tuesday's a practice round day. And Wednesday, we have a pro-am. So there's morning and afternoon tee times for the pro-am, and Thursday starts the real tournament. And want to get, like you said, man, we really want to get as many people out there as possible, just hanging out. There's going to be, you know, lots of stuff to look at. It's a great venue. There's a lot of holes that you can hang out at and set up shop and watch all the groups come through. Plenty of refreshments out there, and you know, I think the weather's going to hold off enough that you can find a spot to really enjoy it for several hours or over the course of a few days.
All right. Hey, listen, we're with Sam Hunergart from the Advent Health. He's one of the guys supporting the event, CEO of the Mid-America region of the company, and it, you know, just great things are happening. Now, listen, we got to put you on the spot. We got to see really how in are you, Sam? I mean, do you got a favorite this week, my brother?
Oh, man. So
don't get political on it. Don't be like, no, I hope everyone plays nice, and I want all of it.
Right. Well, I'm pulling for low scores for everybody, but when you get to play with somebody and get to know somebody, I got to play with a young gentleman named Jonathan Hodge on Monday, and just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, and I will tell you, he hit the ball real straight, you know, and if you play Blue Hills, you got to be in the fairway. The rough is thick and lush, hard to get out of. So fairway play is a huge premium. So I think he's going to play well. He's still looking for a win, but I'm going to go underdog there and go with Jonathan Hodge. He's out of Southern Tennessee. I think he's going to maybe have a good round or two.
All right. Do you like him enough to let him sleep over your house and eat food out of your fridge?
You know, I would.
You're
I
not
would.
Committing I, yet, I, though, Sam. You're not totally in on him yet. I mean, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm all in. I'm all in on Jonathan Hodge. He's a great young man, and I also know that we've got some local talent out there. I hope all the Kansas City guys have an awesome tournament.
Yeah, how about our boy Higgs a few years ago, Wardo?
Yeah, this is where he kind of had his coming out party for sure. So Sam, last question, then we'll let you run. For a businessman that's getting in, obviously your passion for the game of golf is amazing. Clearly balancing golf, life, business, family, etc. If you had one piece of advice for somebody that's new to the game or maybe starting to take it up or says that they want to take their double-digit handicap and chop it in half, what would that piece of advice be?
It's easy for me just because I've made all the mistakes. And I would say first thing to do is get lessons and be consistent with it and just commit to some practice between the lessons. Because if you don't do that, it's just too hit and miss. You'll forget what you learn. You won't ingrain it into your swing. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, really high intensity, but just commit to the lessons because you can't see what you're doing, and somebody else who's got a little bit higher skill level can really help you out in that, like you have for me, Wardo.
Did you hear that, Sully?
Yeah,
commit to the lessons, yeah. And then some maintenance or practice in between.
Wow, I mean,
it's a novel concept.
You have to come to thegolfstable.com.
No.
Is that the only answer?
No, that is not.
Well, listen. Hey, listen, Sam, we want to thank you again as a golf guy. It's great to go watch who will be future guys on the PGA Tour. And Kansas City needed Advent Health to step up and do this. And so we owe you one, brother.
Well, thank you. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to many years of the Advent Health Championship. We think it's going to get better and better over time, and really looking for the community to come out and support this event. I guarantee you won't regret it.
All right, that's wonderful. Now, hey, check it out, AdventHealthChampionship.com, or heck, you can just pop right out there, the Blue Hills. It's right there on State Line, right at,
Burning Tree, I think.
It's so close. It's easy for anybody in Kansas City, and no doubt it's a cheap ticket. Bring your kids, bring your wife, have a blast, and, you know, just do a side bet or two with your buddy. That's not a bad thing either. Hey, so Wardo, when we come back, here's what we got to do.
Okay.
All right. So we got the PGA Championship. We got the Advent Health going on. I like the sound of that. The Advent Health.
I like it too.
That's a nice ring to it. When we come back, Wardo, and our boy George, why don't we come up with some picks, not only for the Advent Health Corn Free Tour Championship, how about for the PGA Championship? Maybe we do a little side bet?
Let's do both.
Okay, right. Wardo, let's do both then. All right, so come on back. You're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified, or organic farms, prime-going regions, artists and producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance claim and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion. Hey, welcome back to the Golf Underground on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You are here in the underground. What is the underground? Well, here to my left, we got Kevin Ward. He's one of the most famous golfers here in Kansas City.
Far from.
And to my right, we got, of course, George Brett. You might be familiar with him. He's the guy who won the Mission Hills Club Championship. And so, among other things. All right, hey, listen, we just had a great session with our boy Sam Hunegaard from Advent Health. What a great organization. And again, on behalf of even the double-digit handicappers here in town, we thank you for sponsoring that. Hey, and by the way, we'd be remiss without talking about this gift bag that we just got from Charlie Hustle.
Love it.
Great-looking heart T-shirt with golf clubs and KC in it.
Oh, Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. This is off the charts. Yeah. And I told you, the CEO, the main man, has just joined Lock Lloyd, my club. So
yeah, Chase McNulty, great guy. Yeah,
I plan on getting some free garb. All right, now listen, we talked about the picks, the PGA, I'm starting to feel it, right? It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's the big day. I'm not going to be very productive at work. And so let's start with you, Wardo. Who will win the 2021 PGA Championship? In fact, I'll give you two. I'm going to give you two picks.
Two picks.
Which, by the way, the three of us, we each get two picks and $20 a pick.
Okay.
Whoever finishes the best. Okay. Right. But again, gambling is not sanctioned here on the Golf Underground.
Okay, here we go. I am going to go ahead and take Rory and Justin Thomas. They're playing together. There's going to be some good vibes, but one of those two is going to come out on top. Book it right here.
Take either one of those.
Nope.
I'm going to take our boy Woody.
Okay. Ooh, hang on.
Betting with Gary Woodland. Brain, not my heart this time.
Again.
He had a great great tournament 2 weeks ago.
Almost won.
Had a week off. He's going to play three in a row. I think he's going to be ready to play mentally. He's coming in with a lot of confidence. And I'm going to take my boy Spieth.
Okay, Spieth.
Oh, another emotional one. Hey, by the way, Gary's odds here 80-1. So if we get you to Vegas before tea time tomorrow, I think your $20 bet will go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. All right. Good. And so I guess it comes down to me.
It comes down to me.
Listen. So two Mondays ago, I had an opportunity to be in Tempe, Arizona, home of the Arizona State Sun Devils. I would be remiss to not back up my boy John Rahm.
Ooh.
The Spaniard from Arizona State at 6. Well, let me see. What do we got? 14-1 odds.
Spaniard's going to be a little tired with his new baby. He's probably 2 weeks old.
No, I guarantee you
he's getting up in the middle of the night to do the bottle.
No, you're wrong, because now he has purpose in his life, Wardo.
There it is.
Right? We're going to be going to your wedding here in September, right? You have purpose in your life, and maybe there's going to be a little Wardo running around. It'll change everything for you, my friend. Now, I have number two. I'm going to go with Darius Rucker's Masters pick. George, you remember who that was?
No, I don't.
Dustin Johnson.
No. Well, it was Tommy Fleetwood.
Remember, it was
Tommy Fleetwood? Because he liked the look, you know? He liked the little shanty, homeless-type look. I mean, that's my pick. And, of course, Tommy Fleetwood,
well, I tell you what,
50 to 1 odds.
All right, let's go Korn Ferry.
The last page of these odds.
Yeah.
I think all the PGA pros, you know, the club pros.
Yeah.
They're all 2,000 to 1.
Are you trying to say that club pros can't play golf, George?
Well, compared to these other guys, no, and they don't play in these tournaments. Chez Reavie, 500 to 1.
Well, go put your 20 bucks on him.
I put 100 on that one.
All right, so let's pivot and go Korn Ferry picks here.
I get to go first on this one since you went first. I'm going Jamie Lovemark.
Good pick.
Played on tour, and I'm taking my local guy, Chris Thompson, stinky.
Great pick.
He gets home cooking all night. He'll go back and forth to Lawrence. God. He'll get to see his family. He doesn't play much in Kansas City area. I think he's going to be well-rested and ready to play.
You're always betting with your heart, George.
No, my brain. That's my brain That's telling me, brain not my heart.
It's okay. So yeah, it's a
every time I bet with my heart, I lose. So I'm betting with my brain.
Well, then, then our boy Jerry Woodland better win.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. So it's your pick, Wardo.
No, it's yours. Go
my
ahead.
Pick. All right. So from my hometown, Waterbury/Southbury, Connecticut, a guy named John Vanderlaan. I didn't realize we had like Germans or Norway people back where I'm. They are either Irish, Italian, or Puerto Rican where I grew up. This guy snuck in. And then I got to go with a guy named Kevin Doherty. Sounds like a filthy drunk Irishman from Marietta, California.
There it is. I like it.
Right? You see how I did? See you the see, logic
you're betting,
there?
You're betting with your brain, too.
Amazing.
Now, Wardo's going to bet with his heart.
Oh, he's so
I'm
going to
bet with my heart. I've got Wade Benfield. Wade's been coming in town training at the stable, so I got to root for Wade. Great guy, and he's going to play well this week. He's been knocking on the door, and I've got to go with the old Aaron Baddeley. I mean, the guy's a household name. Come out, follow Aaron. Those amazing locks of his. The ladies will be flocking this week.
Ooh, you think he's as handsome as Nitties?
He's getting there.
Well, if he is, then maybe you can invite him over your couch also.
How about Nitty's hairdo?
Yeah, he's got a...
Is that the worst hairdo you've ever seen?
Well, it's a
I
mohawk.
Hope you're listening, James. It was shaved, basically, all the way up to the top, and then he had a regular head of hair.
Yeah, but listen, that's how Daly won the 1991 PGA Championship, right?
Well, he had the locks down.
Supercuts didn't exist back in 1991. All right, boys. So,
great show.
Hey, can we agree that maybe we'll have a Coors Light at some point?
Today? Yes.
Today, tomorrow, the next day, walk around and support the group?
Sure. Absolutely.
We're all
absolutely.
All right, so listen, hey, for those of you who are new to the Golf Underground, you can find us, go to any one of your podcast services, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just put in Golf Underground on ESPN Radio and come join us. If you like great guests, a lot of laughter, you got George, Sully, Wardo, we know how to have a blast, we know how to great guests. And so, hey, big golf week, grab the kiddies, grab the wife, we'll see you out here at the Avon Health Corn Ferry Tour. You've been listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.